Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Hello and welcome to Unequal Sequel
Extra.
World Cogs Machine. Now, hello, welcome everyone. We are Unequal Sequel. This is the Unequal Sequel Extra Friday episode, or extra, our bonus, all the sweet stuff that comes around, what we actually do when we actually do talk to people about their best, worst and dream sequels. This was an offshoot of that idea when we thought, we'll just review when the sequels come out.
Yeah.
Turns out, sequels come out most weeks.
All the time, yeah.
And it felt weird not doing those episodes when there were no sequels out. So we just carried on. And now we are, 3 years later, coming around to it.
And now we've done like 3 times as many of these as we have of the actual podcast.
Do you know what? I upload the episodes to our platform of what choice. Mm. And you can tick if it's an episode or a trailer or a bonus. So yeah. Bonus is meant to be... it was meant to be a once in a while thing.
Mm.
I've carried on just ticking bonuses because I don't really still count these as episodes. Weirdly.
No.
This is just extra stuff we're giving away for free.
Yeah.
Well, there's still some
nice
out there.
Nice like that, right?
Nice like that. Hello, my name is Dave. I am one of the hosts of this podcast. That other voice you just heard was Rich.
Hello.
And if you think we're filling, you're wrong.
If you think you're filling because we don't think there's a lot to talk about today's movie, you might be right.
We are now in what I like to call sequel season. Is when the sequels really start to flow. So this is the second one of April. Are we in April now?
We are in April, yeah.
This is the second sequel of April after last week's Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Although this was released in March, as was Frozen Empire.
They were all released in March.
Yeah,
and then next week, you're going to get Godzilla Times Kong's review. Mm. So we're literally drip feeding you these reviews so we can do a little bit more spoilery stuff and go into them a little bit more in depth than normal people's first initial reviews when you should stay away from spoilers. We don't. And we'll carry on talking. But today we are talking about the fourth film in a franchise that I thought was dead a few years ago, but has come back alive. It is Kung Fu Panda 4, starring the brilliant Jack Black.
Yes.
Here
we go. Kung Fu Panda 4. I didn't realise there was a 3, and I don't think I've seen it. I've seen 1 and 2.
Yes, but... and they're fun, right?
They're fine. My son doesn't really like them that much. So
that's weird. I thought he'd be well into
them. I know.
Kung Fu Pandas.
I said
fun,
to him today,
they're funny,
I was like,
they're colourful.
I was like, it's Kung Fu and he's a panda. Two things you like. You like pandas, you like Kung Fu. And he's like, yeah, just not together.
He says kadoosh, he makes jokes.
Yeah. I was like, you like Jack Black? He's like, yeah, just... not that fussed about Kung Fu Panda.
I always feel like from parents, Kung Fu Panda, the Kung Fu Panda films are good to watch because they're quite entertaining for adults as well.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
right.
Better than like Paw Patrol or...
Oh, God, yeah.
Or something like that. When was the first one released? Let me just check.
I can tell you that.
2008.
Yeah, a long time ago. A long time
2008,
ago.
Kung Fu Panda 2, 2011, Kung Fu Panda 3, 2016.
Yeah, so my son was only a year old when 3 was released.
Oh, I can see why
it
hasn't connected with him. I've watched all these films, but if you want me to tell you what happens in them, I have no idea. I did do a little bit of research and find out the tiger is from the first one. There's a peacock is the bad guy in the second one. And in the third one, there's a bull. And if I get this right, Ian McShane voices the tiger thing.
Yes.
Gary Oldman is the peacock thing.
Yeah.
And J.K. Simmons is not in this. And J.K. Yeah. Simmons is in the third one, which one you haven't watched is the bad guy in the third one.
Also
so they all always, they always get incredible voice casts and stuff. Mm. And they normally, in the other three, have brilliant voice casts for the Furious Five of like Angelina Jolie, Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, people like that.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
He's not in the other films. He's in this one, though, right?
Is he not somewhere in the Furious Five? I thought he was one of the Furious Five.
No, the Furious Five, they have quite sidelined in this film because they're like, they're off doing another ventures. So we don't have to pay these brilliant like actors, like not having Angelina Jolie or Seth Rogen or Jackie Chan on your pay bill.
Mm.
Does save money, in theory.
Apparently Seth Rogen has a credit on this in this movie.
I bet they all have credits. I bet they're not voiced by anything, though.
Mm, I don't know. Just as, Seth Rogen voice. But,
Maybe he did voice of... There's no Angelina Jolie, though.
No.
There is Dustin Hoffman's back, Shifu, and there is the dads of the goose...
Yeah.
And the other panda.
James Hong and Bryan Cranston, right?
Now, for most of this film, I thought, who is doing that bad Bryan Cranston impression? It turns out it's Bryan Cranston. So, say that what you will. Rich, can you give us a synopsis?
Yes, I can, because I only watched this movie today.
Bless you, sir.
So, Poe is the dragon warrior, but he now has to... he's been promoted, essentially, to the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. He would no longer be the Dragon Warrior. He's going to become like the Master Shifu, kind of like...
The turtle.
Whoever the turtle dude was. And so he has to find and train a new Dragon Warrior. He needs an apprentice to turn into the new Dragon Warrior. So that's the kind of the start of it, is Poe struggling with potentially not being the Dragon Warrior anymore and having to find someone else to train and not really wanting to do it. Whilst there's also a villain who is a
The villain.
Chameleon kind of sorceressy type thing who wants to summon all of Poe's previous villains, baddies. Yeah, so he wants to summon all the master villains. So the chameleon's like taking all... Getting all the old baddies back, taking all their powers so she can then fight Poe for some reason to take over the world, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know what her motivation is here, and I'm not sure I care. But yeah, that's it, right?
You missed out the Awkwafina character.
Well, I didn't. She's going to be the apprentice, right?
Well, but she's big in the plot, Rich.
Well, yeah, but this is a synopsis. It's not the whole plot, Dave.
Okay, there is another character.
Spoilers and that. I don't do spoilers in the plot, in the synopsis.
That is true. We are going to do spoilers. So, if we can either of remember the end of this film. Rich very kindly went and watched it today. Was there still the kids' holidays? Were they around?
Yep.
Did you look a bit weird again?
Yeah. Everyone else there was a parent with a child. I was the only 40-year-old man on his own. Luckily, I sat in the very back row in the very far corner.
You could just be saying the excuse, saying, oh, I'm just checking it out to see if I want to take my son to it. If anyone, I'm just watching it before.
My wife suggested that I wear a T-shirt that says, I'm watching this for a podcast and I'm fully DBS checked.
Yes. Are you DBS checked?
Yeah, of course. I work at a school, Dave.
Oh, yeah, good point. I'm not, so I'm not allowed to watch animated films in the daytime by myself, it seems. I went and watched this the other day. It's colourful and fun and light. And there is more characters. I think, firstly, the chameleon character as a bad guy is a very good and original idea of someone who can do... Changing so many people.
Voiced by Viola Davis. Very.
Yeah, it took me a while to nail what her... I was like, I know this voice.
Mm. Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? So I know that voice.
I know that voice. And then it finally clicked in. I think I was thinking the Waller character more than her nice characters.
Mm. Yeah.
So Kung Fu Panda 4, Rich. Yes. Good or bad?
I think it's fine. Like, it was all right. Yeah, I didn't hate it. The time ticked by quite nicely. I think it's reasonably short. It's like just over 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's not very
long. I appreciate
long.
That.
I think the action ticks along quite well. I didn't expect much from it, so I wasn't disappointed anyway. You know,
it was light and breezy.
It's another one. You know, it's another Kung Fu Panda. It's just like the others, really.
Is that the problem with this series, though? Like, I've seen them all. I think lots of people have seen them, but you can't really name what goes on in each of them. I mean, the standout is always Jack Black as Po. I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it's relatively the same thing, isn't it? Like,
I think
the same thing happens in all of them. It's like he has to fight a baddie using his like slightly awkward Kung Fu style,
and they always underestimate him, and he turns up at the end.
Pretty much.
He's brilliant.
And yeah, and this has Awkwafina in it, who is turning into a voice actor now.
I've seen this Chad do this part already. I mean, what have I been thinking about recently? Raya and the Last Dragon from Disney.
Yeah, she's in Migration, which I haven't actually seen that. She's in The Bad Guys.
Oh, yeah, she's in The Bad Guys.
What
she
else
had a Pixar
is she
film.
In? No. Don't think so. Ryan the Last Dragon's Disney, isn't it?
Yes. Her voice is very distinctive.
Yeah.
It fits the character very
well.
She's
in the Angry Birds 2 that I watched the other day.
Oh, is she?
What else is she? I think she's in other stuff. Like, yeah, she's in plenty of other kind of animated things, I think, but I couldn't pick any out now.
She's
in the Dark Crystal TV show that you hate.
Well, I've never watched the new one because of the original, so...
She's in the SpongeBob
hate's a strong
movie.
Word. Strong word.
Okay, that scares
Terrified
the shit
of.
Out of you, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, okay. yes. That's much better. Is it a good kid? You're an adult, you're a parent, you're an adult, you're a parent.
I'm an adult and a parent, you're right. She's in The Little Mermaid as well.
Oh, yeah, she's one of the birds.
Yeah.
Wow, she really does get around for
she
doing
does,
voices.
Yeah, she does a lot of voice stuff.
She's the go-to person for this kind of thing. Mm. So I was saying, you're an adult and a parent of a child.
Last time thankfully. I checked,
yes,
I am.
He's still around. And good for kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be fine if my son liked Kung Fu Panda and went to the cinema, neither of which he does.
Yes.
I did try and convince him because there was an autism-friendly showing of it. A few days ago, but he was like, nah, I'm not that fussed about Kung Fu Panda. So,
did you say there's fart jokes in there and stuff?
Yeah, it's just, if I put it on the TV, he'd watch it, but he ain't going to the cinema to see it.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's one of those ones, really. He's just generally not fussed, but like, I think other kids would like it. Like you say, there's fart jokes in it, there's Jack Black saying skadoosh.
Skadoosh. You know. I said it a lot after I came out of the cinema.
Everyone's fine in it. Like, you know, this is the full definition of a movie that's fine.
Fine.
You know, it's not world beating. It's not going to change anyone's life.
I did say the other day, I was like, I don't know how we're going to drag out 30 minutes of conversation about this.
No, movie. No, 13 minutes might be more of our
what are we on?
Aim.
We are on 13 minutes.
Are we? Yeah. Yeah, because I've run out of stuff now.
Right, let's just go on to Rotten Tomato. We'll play the game for a bit and then we'll work our way.
I mean, was there anything you really didn't like about it or anything you liked
about
it?
Should we actually review about it?
Yeah, yeah, we probably should, shouldn't we?
Review the film. It's fun. I thought the animation's nice and gorgeous,
and it
plays very well, like you said, for 90-odd minutes.
There's
it's
a really
easy,
clever transition with the animation. There's the chameleon, and then it morphs into a shot where the chameleon's outline is like trees, and they're walking through the forest. That was really nice.
Didn't
I really appreciated that.
Didn't notice that.
No, of course you didn't. But yeah, I really appreciated it. You know, I think that was really clever.
I appreciated Baby One More Time at the end, sung by Jack Black. I thought that was a good version by
Tenacious
D.
D's version of, yeah, Baby One More Time.
That was great. No, but the animation's great. I thought the voice cast, like you said, Viola Davis is great. I thought Jack Black is perfect for this person, like character. He's just that. This is his franchise. He is a kung fu fighting panda in my eyes. Every time I see him, this is the kind of character I see. He blends so well into that character. I think Awkwafina playing, I want to say someone called Lucy.
Jen.
Jen, that was close. is very good. That character's that like bad good guy kind of thing who learns that it's bad to be good to be bad kind of thing, you know. I always like the Dustin Hoffman's character Shifu being annoyed that he has to train this idiot and that he's, you know, he's accepted that he's not going to be the dragon warrior or the thing that Poe's trying to be in this film. It's fun, it's light, it won't harm you in any way. It's an easy 90 minutes. If you've got kids, I think you'll enjoy it watching it with them. It won't be a struggle to get through. I think there is stuff there to watch. You can watch it multiple times. I know Richard's son puts films on for like 4 foot times in a row. So he I think there's,
minimum.
This will be all right in that case. I think all parents have gone through that. They're like, I cannot watch Toy Story 2 again or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, add autism into that equation.
Cars 2 for you.
Oh my God, Cars 2. I've seen Cars 2 hundreds of times, literally hundreds of times, and I hate it.
Anyway. I get that. Well, as a series, as a franchise, still got legs. Would I go and watch a Kung Fu Panda 5? Yeah, probably. I would like to have had those Furious Five back in with the story. I think they do just add that little bit of star power and quality.
I didn't stay to the end of the credits. Is there an end credit thing?
No, I Googled it before I left. Okay. There's a song and that's it.
Oh, fair enough.
I think there will be a five with these two characters if they carry on. Because what? It's been 8 years since Kung Fu. Is that my correct maths? 2016, 2024?
Yeah, 2016. So,
2016, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah,
so this is why I thought it was dead and it's come back.
Has there been a TV show though?
There's been a few TV shows. There's one TV show when Jack Black didn't voice Poe.
Yeah.
And then I think during the pandemic, he did. He was like, I've got nothing else to do. I'll voice Poe. And I think that's what brought him back in the fold.
Yeah.
And they probably...
I think my son's been watching the TV show a bit and that's why he's a bit like, meh, non-passed kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think he's that fussed about the... Yeah, about it.
That's really a shame. But, you know, as far as animated franchises that have many films in now, this is solid. Solid work. That I've sat through all these films and I've enjoyed all of them. Rememberable, maybe not. I could, you know, they all, like Rich said, they all do blend into one. I didn't go back and watch the first three before this one and that was no problem. So I was Poe doing his thing was enough for me to off and running. To enjoy it. It was lovely, actually. I mean, at least I wasn't disappointed by it, like last week's crushing disappointment. And
It certainly wasn't disappointing.
Was it what I expected? Yeah, I think it was. I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. There's some definitely adult jokes in there for all to enjoy. The animation
And even
is
though
nice.
This is called Kung Fu Panda 4, there are... straight-to-streaming Kung Fu Panda movies out there, aren't there?
There's, like, Christmas ones and stuff.
Well, no, there's, like, the Dragon Knight. Kung Fu Panda, the Dragon Knight.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
doing much better
Kung Fu Panda, The Paws of Destiny.
That's a TV series, isn't it?
Is that a TV? Is that the TV series, is it?
Yeah, because that's what's on my Rotten Tomato list in front of me. But the rest of them aren't. And that's just 2018.
The Dragon Knight's a TV series as well.
Oh, wow.
That's a Netflix series.
That's I believe that's the Jack Black one he turns up for.
There's one called Legends of Awesomeness, which is also a TV series.
So they haven't let it die since 2018?
No, it's been going, yeah.
Oh, good.
2011 to 2016, Legends of Awesomeness ran. So that was between the second and third one.
The second and third one.
Yeah, and there's Secrets of the Furious Five as well, apparently.
I did enjoy this one more, different, because they did put it in a city. That was exciting. And there were the little evil bunny children, funny. Ki Kun, what's it? Data.
Yeah, short rounds.
Short rounds. He voices a character. I was like, I know that voice as well.
Which character does he do?
He's like the armadillo.
Oh, the pangolin. Yeah, gotcha.
The pangolin.
Yeah, the pangolin.
it was all very fun.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Shall we do Rotten Tomato now?
Go for it. I think we've stretched this out to 20 minutes, which is pretty admirable, really.
Well done, sir. We can play this game. We'll start at Kung Fu Panda 1 and work our way to the new one. We will play Higher or Lower because you've watched all of them, even though you can't remember them, right?
No, I haven't watched 3.
You always ruin this game.
Sorry. I'll take a guess. It's fine.
Okay. Kung Fu Panda 1, critics.
I'm going to say...
Have a guess.
Reasonably good, if not world breaking. I think 70%?
That would be strong, wouldn't it? But higher, 87%.
Wow, that is high. Okay.
It's certified fresh.
Wowzers.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite different, I suppose, at the time. You know.
It's very colourful. I keep saying it's colourful, but it's comic booky. The animation's really good, especially 2008. Audience, what do you reckon? You're an audience member.
I am. Probably high again, probably in the 80s again, I'd say. 87?
83.
Oh, we're not far off.
Close. So do you reckon Kung Fu Panda 2 is higher or lower than 87 for critics?
Lower.
And what do you think that is?
I'm sticking with the 70s. 74.
81.
81. Surprisingly high.
Audience is...
I don't know, you tell me.
74%.
I was close with audience. I said,
you are. You are an audience member. So that's true. That's fair enough. Kung Fu Panda 3. Do you know what I have noticed about these? There's no colons. It's always just 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You think they'll do better?
I've not seen 3, so I don't know. But again, I think probably reasonably high. 77?
86.
86! Back up again!
Back up again.
Wow. Okay.
The introduction of Bryan Cranston as the father, and he finds his a village of other.
I don't know. I've not seen it. I just took that for
pandas,
granted, really.
It's cute.
Yeah.
And then he fights the big ball, and it's like, it's fun.
Fair enough.
Audience is 79%.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Solid.
Yeah. I'm definitely closer to the audience score with my guesses than the critic score. All very high, though.
All very high.
Yeah, so a lot of people think it's a 3 out of 5 movie.
It's very strong, but Kung Fu Panda 4, where do you think that is currently? So it hasn't settled yet.
I would say a probably similar range, so probably low 80s, maybe say 80 for critics.
71 at the moment.
Oh, come on. It's not worse than any of the others, surely. Anyway, yeah, there we are. Like you say, it needs to settle a bit.
Someone here, it failed the wriggle test on my 7-year-old cinema date who was screaming around in his seat around the hour mark.
All right.
Kung Fu Panda 4 doesn't reach the heights of the 2008 original, but this panda still has a few kicks.
It doesn't have to reach the heights of the original. It just has to reach the heights of number 3.
It keeps coming.
Really? I thought it was all right.
It had a budget of like $85 million, I think.
Which is not a lot. I bet it's made more than that. I bet it's made a profit.
I can tell you it has. It is... currently sitting at the second highest grossing movie of the year. So it's beating Ghostbusters and Mean Girls and Madam Web and Bob Marley and The Beekeeper. It's currently made about $350 million.
Wow. That's pretty good.
There's a market here.
That is pretty good.
People keep on coming back to it. And I think it's just, it feels very, when you're watching it, it feels very dependable and safe. And I don't think they have ever tried to go beyond that. They kind of know their audience and they're very happy with what they're doing, the makers.
No wonder they keep churning these out. Have they all made good profits?
I think so. You say churning out, but there hasn't been one since 2016.
And that's probably why it's making decent profits, because they're leaving a decent gap.
Love a decent gap.
Three grossed over $500 million. And two, let's have a quick look what two did. Two made, 665 million.
So this is a billion-dollar franchise.
Of money.
Now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, more than the billion-dollar franchise. And the first one has made $632 million. So yeah, I mean this is the first one that's not hit half a billion. So
well, it's only been out a week or two.
Yeah.
And plus, I think the markets and cinemas is very different compared to what it used to be.
True.
Like, June 2 is the highest gross, and that's only on 630. I mean, it's not going to get to the billion.
No, that's true.
Only a couple of films did it last year. I think it was Barbie and maybe Oppenheimer. Maybe just scraped it in the end. But it's not as easy to make that big. Like, look at Ghostbusters. We were talking about
that
last week.
I mean, that's really not made much money, has it?
Look at Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, the budget was 380 odd million and it made like 378 million or something. So it's a big loss for Disney there. But I think DreamWorks, well, you know, they're just playing it safe. And I think that's fine. I think, I don't know what you could do with the character to make it try something different. Don't have to try something different. It's a kids' film. It's in a different league to like Toy Stories. It's not trying to break your heart in any way or
make you
cry. It's just trying to be fun for like an hour and 90 minutes. Yeah, an hour and 90 minutes.
90 minutes. An hour and 30 minutes, mate. Just 90 minutes. Yeah.
So
it's just fun, that's all.
Unequal sequel, and what do you rate it?
Well, I haven't seen three.
Let's compare it to the franchise then.
Okay, but comparing it to the other two, I'd say it's a pretty equal sequel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't massively care about the franchise, but I don't dislike it either. So
what other ones do DreamWorks do? Obviously, Shrek. I mean, there is a problem. I kept thinking it when I was watching it, is every sequel like this now, I am going to compare to Puss in Boots 2.
Well, yeah, there is that, isn't it?
That's a problem.
So, yeah, Shrek, Puss in Boots, that's DreamWorks. The Bad Guys is DreamWorks. Trolls is DreamWorks.
Yeah.
What else do they do?
The Dragon one.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That's DreamWorks. I'm trying to think of the logos at the beginning when they all go.
Yeah. Do they do like, they don't, it's not, they didn't do Despicable Me and stuff, do they?
No, that's Illumination.
That's Illumination, yeah.
But the problem is with these kind of sequels now, like, my wife was like, you've got to stop going on about Puss in Boots 2 when we come and see films.
Oh,
like
they did Megamind, like, that I really
liked. Oh, Megamind. There was like a sequel. Someone was trying to tell me it's like a straight TV sequel the other day, but it's got none of the voices from the original. Puss in Boots 2, it makes every one of these sequels now look just like, oh, that's okay. But Puss in Boots 2 tried to do something different, and it did make me question my mortality and my life and death and everything like that. And yeah. Kung Fu Panda 4 made me question what I wanted for dinner.
It made me want Chinese food.
Yeah,
it made me fancy dumplings. I was like,
always
dumplings.
Does that though.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
films.
True.
So yeah. We both think it's an equal sequel. It's that's good. What about out of 7?
Probably a 4.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It's fun, you know, it's not going to set the world alight, but it's fun enough. Like, yeah. So 4 out of 7.
4 out of 7. Is that a recommendation from us?
If your kids are driving you insane and you want an hour and a half of quiet, then yeah, I think taking to the cinema, they'll want to go to the toilet 3 times in it. But, you know, other than that, like, yeah. I think it's fine.
I would wait. Yeah. Yeah, if they want to go to cinema, you want to get them out for the days, the Easter holidays or whatever.
Yeah.
But if not, wait until it's on.
By the time you get to the Easter holidays and you're just out of stuff, you know, run out of stuff to do, everyone's pissed off with each other, you just want to get them out of the house, but it's pissing down with rain. Like, just take them.
It is funny because in America, this was released about a month ago.
Which seems like bad timing.
Well, it is. I thought that. But then I could see why they released it in England when they did, because of the Easter holidays.
Yeah.
Like, so that makes up.
Yeah. Wouldn't you do it at least in like school holidays in America? Or is that maybe when they have their school holidays?
I have no idea what their school holidays are. They might have just worked out the best time for each. It's working. It's making money. People are going to see it. It's, you know.
I'm looking it up now. So spring break in America is until May.
Okay, so it's not that.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Okay, isn't Spring Break the one when everyone goes and gets drunk, or is that a different...
Yeah, but that's still the same as our Easter holidays.
Okay.
Oh, no, here we go. It is 19th of March, it was. So that makes sense. It was a bit earlier, I suppose.
Yes, they've nailed that release date for each of us. It was annoying for us, but it would have been nice for us as a, you know, to review it in March when it was a bit quieter.
Well, yeah, but, you know... It's a thing. It's a thing.
So check it out. You know, if you've got kids, brilliant.
Do you know what else is brilliant if you've got kids? Not this podcast, because it's all explicit and we say fucking bugger a lot. But if you want a break from your kids, put your headphones on for a bit, go back and listen to all our old episodes. That would give you 5 minutes peace until one of them, I don't know, shits on the dog or whatever, you know, whatever they do. You know, there's always something, isn't there?
The kids shit on a dog.
Pardon?
Did you say the kids shit on a dog?
Yeah, they might do.
Okay, anyway, fine. Keep going.
Do. My kid shit in the shed once. Yeah. It happens.
Haven't we all?
He's going to hate this podcast when he's 18.
Yeah, because you've also named him.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going to know. Bless him.
Sorry, George.
But yeah, go back and listen. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the auto-download button. We're dropping your pod prayer choice every single week. Also, get yourself over onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel. It's $2.99 a month. Gets you loads of extra content, sequel goodness, some not sequel goodness. So there's Disenfranchised, where you talk about movies that should have had sequels but didn't get them. Highly recommend going over to listen to that. There's some really great stuff on there. If you want to get in touch with us, tell us what you thought of Kung Fu Panda 4. Use the social medias. Just type in Unequal Sequel in the search bar and we'll come up. You know, we're on most of them apart from Facebook because, you know, we're not. But yeah, or drop us an email, unequalsequel@hotmail.com.
Lovely. Please get in touch. It is Roundup is coming up pretty soon. So
we will read out all your comments in the old Roundup.
Send us anything you want to tell us about the sequels that are coming. I will be dishing next month, well, Roundup, big sequel news for Rich that I read today. Hopefully he hasn't read it so I can annoy him with that.
I haven't read any sequel news today.
Don't do it. It's a good one for me. Okay. So thank you for listening. Send your stuff in. Next week is Godzilla times Kong. Godzilla joins Kong. Godzilla collabs with Kong. That film.
It's the second one of the Empire things.
It's the second one of the Godzilla versus Kong ones.
But it's our second Empire sequel that we're doing this month. Frozen Empire, and this is New Empire?
It's the new Frozen Empire.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see which one comes out on top.
I'm really excited about it. Can you tell?
I am, actually. So looking forward to that one. Thank you for listening. It's a bye-bye from me. Bye. It is a bye-bye from him.
Bye.
See you on the next one. See you for this one. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Nearly lost my voice doing my bye then.
I know, I don't even think it showed up on my thing. Would you go and watch Kung Fu Panda 5?
Because you'll make me.
Yes, I would. But this time, yeah. You know, can you hire kids to take with you? Is that a bad thing?
I think that's worse.
Imagine if you took like a big like plastic doll thing just to put next to you.
Oh, God, no. You're making this all worse. Imagine hiring a kid to take to the cinema with you to watch a movie and then going, he's paying me to be here.